You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
He didn't know when Samuel poured oil on him in his father's house that there was a giant he would have to face next. But God equipped him with the oil to deal with the giant. This giant to his leadership. This challenge to his future. And the giants are starting to show up now spiritually to stop leaders from progressing. David came to the front line. His destiny is to become king, but God ain't told him that yet.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Anointing Fall on Me. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 5.
The anointing falling in a church like this is really God's presence being made known. His Spirit is with you, giving you power or empowering you with the strength that you need, the wisdom that you need, the agility that you need to encounter difficulties and come out successful. Whether it's on the job or in the family, because a lot of people are going to work and you're looking for your job to affirm you, but you don't go to the job for them to like you. You go to get the bag. Say, I'm going to get the bag. And you're getting hurt on the job and making decisions because you know they don't like you. They're not supposed to like you. You're only there to get the bag. So be the best that you can be. You come to church to be affirmed. You're not even looking for all brothers and sisters to be on the same plane. We're all on different tracks of development. You should get your love from your house. And you should get your love from your church. And you should invest love in your community. And you will make your city and your nation and world better. Because out of the man, he pulls the woman. And out of the woman, he pulls the family. And out of the family, he pulls a society. You mess up the man, then the woman is going to be miscued. If you mess up the woman, the family is going to be off. And if you mess up the family, we're not going to have a good society. So sit back and be quiet. And shut your mouth. And let's get the man right, the woman right, before we complain about the society. And stop going to work looking for these people to love on you. God loves you. And he will make your enemy your footstool. It's your enemy. And he will make them praise you. Wait on it until they praise you. Lord, give me wisdom. Hallelujah. Anointing means God's presence is showing up to do the work in your life. Glory to God. David, who was literally anointed by Samuel in his father's house, didn't know what that anointing would attract. Glory to God. Before David was anointed, Samuel anointed Saul. And if you look at the word, glory to God, from chapter 10, chapter 15, in the book of 1 Samuel, when he anointed Saul, the Bible says Saul was already taller than most men. He stood almost a foot higher than most, so you could pick him out in the crowd. A maximum display of flesh. And some of us want God to anoint our flesh, but he ain't anointing that. Your flesh is so tall, everybody can see it. You're telegraphing how tall your flesh is. God wants to reduce flesh and magnify his anointing. So he will weaken you so the anointing will increase. And here Samuel, though, anoints Saul as king. But there were some indicators of the anointing. First of all, he says, the donkeys that you're missing, the donkeys, which represents finance, is going to be restored and found. So when you're anointed, you can actually believe God for an increase in wealth. Glory to God. That's why I'm telling everybody, if you just get with this church, it's anointed. And get with this leader, he's anointed. And get with this vision, it's anointed. You will increase in revenue in 1 year. How can you say that, Bishop? It's proven. Now, what you do with the revenue depends on you. Because he will give seed to the sower. And the first thing most people do when they get extra revenue is increase spending. But what you should do is sow a seed. I can't get no help in the back. Come on, you were shouting a few minutes ago. Say amen. The same anointing that makes us overcome obstacles will speak to us about giving when it's difficult. Bishop, that's 20. I don't like to do it. 50. 200 to God, but the anointing is helping me to sow. Because some of the mountains we got is misery. And the root of misery is miser, stingy. Man, I'm preaching today. If you want to get misery out of your life, come on, Paul Newman. If you want to get misery out of your life, got you locked up in a bed and can't walk. If you want to get misery out of your life, busting your ankles and your legs so you'll always depend on somebody else. That's what the enemy wants to do. Lock you up in somebody's cabin and you can't get out, glory to God, and bust you up. You can't walk on your own. If you want to get rid of misery, you got to learn how to sow your way out. Oh my God. Y'all see people walking up here sowing seed? The devil is never going to tell you to do that. God tells people to do that. He never told you to sow a seed. There's some people that sow a seed every week. Don't criticize them. You go in your purse. God ain't going to tell you what's wrong with me, and he never tell you to sow. Oh my, I'm preaching better than you saying amen. My anointing fall on me. Glory to God. David is anointed. Samuel anoints Saul and he found his donkeys. Another thing he said, and you're going to go into a company of prophets and prophesy with them. You'll start doing things that you weren't trained to do and it will be seamless. Holy Ghost will kick over and give you a supernatural oil to do things that you never done before. Glory to God. You're moving to the company of prophets. Spirit hit Saul and he started and prophesying of the kingdom. That's what he did. And he was a maximum display of flesh before he was anointed. But after he was anointed, he could prophesy. Glory to God. Then the scripture says, and thou shalt go on forward. In other words, you had a tendency of taking a step back when you have an obstacle. But this anointing made you go on forward. You start pushing toward the goal of the prize of the high mark in Christ Jesus. This anointing will push you in difficult times to succeed when everybody else is quaking. I say it would help you to walk on what others are sinking in. Can the church say amen? Amen. And lastly, it says, and you will be changed into another man. In other words, people won't recognize you because the way you respond through behavior and mood shifts will be no more. Nobody can trigger you anymore. Nobody can say something, make you shift. No, because you're concrete in God. I know who I am. Can the church say amen? Amen. And so David got this anointing. He didn't know when Samuel poured oil on him in his father's house that there was a giant he would have to face next. But God equipped him with the oil to deal with the giant. This giant to his leadership. This challenge to his future. And the giants are starting to show up now spiritually to stop leaders from progressing. David came to the front line. His destiny is to become king, but God ain't told him that yet. Actually, Samuel poured on him and anointed him to be king. So he did know he had a future. But how is this going to unravel? How is it going to happen? The next thing after he's anointed, he's now on the front lines to bring food and victuals to his brothers. And he looks out and see a giant cussing the armies of God, and he's got them locked up in fear. But that anointing put courage in the young lad to say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that will stand there and lock the king and all of his men, all of his horses, all of his chariots up in fear? I will go out and face the giant because God has proven some things to me. I've been through a few battles in my life. Touch your neighbors, I've been through a few battles. Man, a few dangerous toils and snares I've already come. And it was grace that brought me thus far. And grace is going to lead me on. Ah, this giant too will fall. Saul said, put on my armor and go out. David tried to put on this stuff, but it wasn't proven in him. He said, it makes me slow. That's why nobody can equip you for the next season. All you need is the anointing. God. Say it with me. All I need is the anointing. Man, David took that sling and what he already had and five full smooth stones, and he went and faced the Goliath, the giant. Girl, and that's all you need is five smooth stones. Hallelujah. To face your giant, glory to God. And God gave the boy accuracy and precision to be able to wield the first stone and knock his giant down. He goes in with a sling and stones. He comes out with a giant's head and a sword. And God is going to give you evidence that the anointing is with you. Oh, my God. Not only that, he had many trials and traumas. Personal and private, as well as public. And God brought him through. He chastened him severely when he was wrong. And he liberated from his enemies. Sometimes he had internal battles. Why be cast down, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. For I will yet praise thee. Glory to God. Somebody needs to catch that. When you're down and out and don't know how you're going to go, give God that yet praise. That will push you to new heights and new dimensions. David is the son of God, and Jesus is the son of David. And in the New Testament, Jesus says in Luke chapter 4, when he entered into the synagogue, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. For he has what? Anointed me to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. To bind up that which is broken. To open the prisons to them which are bound. To give sight to the blind. Hallelujah. And mobility to the lame. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And I say to you today, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Right up here, truth revealed. To preach glad tidings to the poor. Baby, I know the devil came against you. But God has sent an anointing today to rescue you, to capture you, to snatch you out, and to release you into your next dimension. Can the church say amen? Oh, God. preaching somebody out of hell, preaching somebody out of depression, preaching somebody out of hell and high water. You're coming out more than a comfort.
Oh, God.
Say, God has anointed me for the test. Glory to God. Shout with me, you're not going into your challenges alone. Say, I am not going in my challenges alone. God is with me. And if God is for us, who can be against us? I need you to shout it. Who can be against us? You're not alone. Clap your hands, all ye people. Hear a shout in the midst of this church, a shout of victory. Come on, send out a praise of victory in the name of Jesus. You're about to go into your next battle with divine empowerment. I'm prophesying. You're about to go into your next battle with divine empowerment. You're about to go into your next battle with divine reassurance. Being confident of this very thing. That he who has begun the good work is faithful to complete it. Church of David, say, I'm coming out whole. Yeah, I'm coming out. No flesh on the walls. I'm going to run through this troop and leap over this wall. I'm leaving nothing behind. Glory to God. Even as I speak, God is equipping you for what's ahead. God is equipping you for your tomorrow. Don't stop. Stop worrying about your tomorrow. God has it already under control. I'm almost done teaching. Take your seat. The oil protects, but does not prevent. The oil does not prevent attacks. It protects you while you're attacked. Ah, help me, Jesus. The oil does not prevent temptations, but it protects you when you're enduring it. The oil does not prevent confusion, but it brings regulation to your thoughts when confusion is trying to invade you. The anointing doesn't protect you from setbacks, but you have a going on forward anointing that pushes you into a new dimension. Think it not strange concerning fiery trials. As something strange has happened to you. Glory. Think it not strange when the enemy raises the price. But he sends an anointing to help you when he raises the price. So you shall go on forward. The anointing does not protect you from grief or from the loss of a loved one. But while you're grieving, he will give you the strength to climb out. to set your affections on things above and to strengthen the things that remain. The anointing doesn't protect you from a storm, but the anointing gives you weapons that will protect you while you're reforming your form. The storm comes to disrupt your form, and the anointing won't protect you from high winds, but he will make your house weatherproof. Ooh, Jesus. If I could, I would take away your storms, but I wouldn't be a good God. Because if I don't allow you to be tested, you will never grow. But you got to trust them through the test. The test of relationships. The test of tongue lashing. The test of rejection. The test of not having enough money. The test of having dreams and they're not fulfilled. I wish I could rescue you, but God said, let it go. I got an anointing that will help them to come through. And for every test, there's a triumphant testimony. God wants you to be able to stand flat-footed at this altar and grab a mic and say, look what the Lord has done. God wants you to tell the multi-millions, hallelujah, that he brought you out more than a conqueror. You got to wait until your testimony is formed. You're trying to relieve yourself from the pressure before you're able to testify. You got to wait on your testimony. Glory to God. Trials and traumas come, but God wants you to be able to give a triumphant testimony of how he brought you out. This is going to hurt, but trials are designed by God to test your faith, your humility, and your values. Trials are a test that is sent by God to test three things: your faith, how humble you are, and what value systems do you have in place? Where are you ethically? Help me, Jesus. Trials can actually lead you to spiritual maturity and eternal reward. I want to encourage you not to face or fail the next trial that you face. Because if you overcome, you will grow in maturity and a reward. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek his face, to be like him. Oh, to be like thee. Oh, to be like thee. Blessed Redeemer, sweet as thou art, come in your sweetness, come in your fullness, stamp your own image deep in my heart. Some of us are relieved from the trial before his image is snapped in our spirit. We don't look like him yet. It wasn't his desire to kill you. It's his way of stamping his image deep in your heart. If you suffer with me, you will reign with me. And the greater the trial, the more defined the image. Ooh, Jesus. That revelation needs to set in your soul, because many of you come through hell and high water, but God is trying to put his image in your soul. Oh, my God.